Homes swept into the sea, others pummeled to pieces. Fiona left a swath of destruction and debris across eastern Canada. No deaths were reported, but residents recall a sleepless night, hoping their homes would hold up against hurricane-force winds.
It's the worst damage I've ever seen here. Never seen so many trees uprooted and damaged. We stayed downstairs because the whole house was shaking, and watching out the window and listening to the sounds and hearing the bang here and bang there and wondering what it was.
Crews are rushing to fix roads and restore power, which may take days in some areas. Canada's Prime Minister deployed the military to help.
This is an all-hands-on-deck effort, and I know that our Canadian Armed Forces will rise to the challenge, as they always do.
The Canadian Hurricane Centre says it recorded the country's lowest barometric pressure on record during Fiona.
We know that the climate is changing for sure. We're seeing, you know, you look around the world, you're seeing fires, storms. Certainly this is a historic storm for this province. There's no question about that.
Meanwhile, life continued in the middle of the storm. This couple still went through with their wedding reception.
We got it done because we had the people here that we wanted here. So we just decided we're just going to do it.
It will take days to calculate the full scale of Fiona's damage and weeks more for life to return to normal. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera.